Whew, something about a nice hot dog at a baseball game. To me, it tastes different. Or the peanuts, even the cold beer. And to hear the crack of the bat and the crowd roar. Baseball's back, and you gotta love it. Granted, not a big crowd, but still, there are people there. On this episode of Harford County Living with Rich Bennett, I had the opportunity to speak with Jack Graham, the general manager of the Aberdeen Ironbirds. And if you don't know who the Aberdeen Ironbirds are, they are an affiliate with the Baltimore Orioles. But there's been a lot of changes. Stay tuned. 2019 Harford Award winner for outstanding service to the community. Winner of Best of Harford. Also winner of the Harford County Living Community Choice Awards. And also the latest, they are one of the ones to earn the Harford County Living Stamp of Approval. Who am I talking about? Tar Heel Construction Group. Now, reviews don't lie. And when it comes to Tar Heel Construction Group, they are the top. If you need roofing, chimney services, exterior services, you know, that could be siding, that could be windows, you name it. If it's got something to do with the outside of your house, they're the ones to take care of it. Call Joe Ayler at Tar Heel Construction Group at 410-638-7021. Again, it's 410-638-7021. Tell them Rich from Harford County Living that's told you to give them a call. And, get your house looking beautiful. Get that new roof on there, the new siding. They will take care of you. The reviews do not lie. Again, that's Tar Heel Construction Group. Go to tarheelconstructiongroup.com or give them a call. Tell them Rich from Harford County Living sent you at 410-638-7021. Again, 410-638-7021.
Welcome to Harford County Living with Rich Bennett, coming to you from the Freedom Federal Credit Union Studios. Each week, you'll hear interesting interviews, commentary, discussions, storytelling, and more. Here's your host, Marine Corps veteran, professional DJ, entrepreneur, podcaster, and my father, Rich Bennett.
I'd like to welcome everybody to Harford County Living with Rich Bennett. Today, I have a young gentleman on. We are going to talk about something very dear to my heart, something that I love. To me, probably the best sport out there, and that is baseball. And it's baseball season. That's what I love. And the thing is, when it comes to watching baseball, one of the things I love watching more than Major League Baseball is minor league, because these guys are going all out to play, and that's what I love. We have the general manager of the Aberdeen Ironbirds, Jack Graham, on with us today. So how you doing, Jack?
I'm wonderful, Rich. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And, man, I'm excited because we were talking beforehand. The Ironbirds are going to be playing more games, right?
More games, higher quality baseball. We're really excited about it. Major League Baseball decided to finally give Harford County what it's been asking for a long time, which is a higher classification. We are now high A, or advanced A if you prefer. So we jumped up two levels. This year we're going to play 60 games. And when the pandemic is over and 2022 rolls around, we're going to play 66 home games, 66 road games. Starting in early April, so people will be able to enjoy the Ironbirds for most of the time that they enjoy the Orioles as well.
That is nice. I love that.
It's great.
Yeah, it's just something about it. And with the stadium there, there's number one, there's not a bad seat there.
No.
No matter where you sit, it's exciting. I know when my cousins come from England, they've gone to a couple of games there, and it's amazing. I love it.
That's great. No, I mean, we're lucky. The stadium is small enough that it feels intimate, feels safe. You can let your kids run around, hang out at the ballpark, but it still gives you sort of a more grandeur than, you know, your average high school field or your average, college park. We think that we've struck a nice medium.
So now that they're high end A, who's gone?
Well,
Because it was short season, so.
Right. So, unfortunately, the Frederick Keys are no longer an affiliated baseball team, but they were given the opportunity to be a part of a brand new college wood bat prospect league called the MLB Draft League. So all of the guys who have the highest draft profile, all the guys who are the best players coming into the draft that summer, will go to Frederick, they'll go to Trenton, they'll go to West Virginia. In Morgantown, there's a team in State College, Pennsylvania. There are a number of teams in this new MLB draft league where guys can go, they can get seen by scouts, their draft profile can increase, they can do a combine, and they can do a real lead up to the major league draft. So Frederick's going to be a part of that, and I know they've done a great job for a long time, putting on a good show, and they'll continue to do that.
So how many affiliates are actually under the Orioles now then?
So there are four affiliated teams, starting with Delmarva and low A, and then us in high A, Aberdeen, and then Bowie is still the double A affiliate, and Norfolk, Virginia is still the triple A affiliate. And what a lot of people don't know is that before they get to low A, before they get to single A baseball, they actually have a chance to play in the complex league down the in Florida and Sarasota, where spring training happens. Some of the guys stay down there and play all summer to hone their skills so they can go to affiliated ball.
Oh, it must have been a long time since I've watched baseball then, because I didn't know about Norfolk.
Yeah, Norfolk is triple A. So, you see guys like Austin Wins, who's up and down in the big leagues. You see, other prospects who are on their way to Baltimore. They usually make a stop in Norfolk, or if they don't make a stop there, they end up, spending a few games down there when, the roster is run tight.
And last year for Aberdeen, there wasn't a season, correct?
There was no affiliated minor league baseball last year. Okay. There were a handful of independent ball teams in states where restrictions were lower, like Minnesota or out west, but no affiliated baseball last year. So we're really excited because we haven't seen our fans since 2019.
All right, so now we went from short season to, for this year, at least 60 games, correct?
Yep, 60
this year. Which means, God, you guys had to come up with all kinds of new things to do for home games. So tell us, what's in the plan so far?
Well, the things we're most excited about are things people will notice every game. We just recently, within the last month, finished installing a brand new synthetic turf playing surface.
Oh.
So the same turf that you see in Arizona and Miami and Texas's Globe Life Park, Shaw Sports Turf, they made the turf for our field. And so we just installed brand new synthetic turf. And these guys are going to get a chance to learn what it's like to play on that surface before they get to the big leagues.
Nice.
And, the Orioles play 30% of their road games this year on turf. So they need to get some reps.
Right.
But also, we're getting LED lights, LED sports lights. So the field is going to be much brighter at half the energy cost, which we're excited about. And we've also got a ton of new concessions things happening. So you and I were talking about Jimmy's Famous Seafood earlier. We love John and Tony down at Jimmy's. They're the official crab cake of the Aberdeen Ironbirds now. We're very excited about it.
So they're going to have their own Ironbird crab cake?
Absolutely. Well, we're going to have crab cake sliders and a couple other crab Jimmy's concoctions at their cart. It's going to be really great. We're just excited because people have given us, a lot of faith and trusted us to really bring the season back. And even though we won't be at full capacity, we think the people who are going to come to the games are going to have a really good time with Jimmy's, and we've got a new spirits partner, McClintock Distilling. They're out of Frederick. We've got Encore Sausages. We've got a ton of just really great, affordable concession stuff. I went down to an Orioles game, and I love the Orioles. I love Camden Yards.
Right.
Our prices are just, they're hard to compete with.
Yeah. I think, a family of four, you go to a major league game, it's going to cost you God, probably a couple hundred dollars.
One of your two kids, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the one good thing I love about the Ironbirds, because you go to an Ironbirds game, it's not expensive at all. The food's not expensive. The beer's not expensive. Even when you go into the gift shop, I call it the gift shop, the jerseys and everything, it doesn't break your wallet.
Well, and, is $5 kind of pricey for a hot dog? Well, yeah, if you're at the grocery store, for sure. But, $5 for a hot dog and $5 for a soda, you're out of there for, $40 for a family of four. And, the kids are happy until it's time for ice cream. So, you know, we think that we can compete. We think that we're as good of an option as a night at the movies or, you know, any of the other things mm-hmm. that there are out there to do for families in Harford County.
Now, and for people that have never been there that have kids, tell them some of the stuff there, because that's one of the things I love about, you know, the Ironbird. I call it Ironbird Stadium. Sorry.
Yeah, that's fine.
Is there's, you have the, I don't want to say it's a playground, but you have the area where there's a lot for the kids to do.
Yeah. I mean, in a normal year, and I think that I've said that sentence more in the last 2 months than I have in my entire life prior, but in a normal year, we've got an inflatable slide. We've got a bounce house. We have a batting cage. We have a pitching tunnel. We've got a prize wheel where kids can win a bobblehead. Unfortunately, the only thing that's going to survive into COVID until things open up a little bit more is the prize wheel.
Right.
So you'll still have a chance to get an Ironbirds cap. You'll still have a chance to get a bobblehead, something cool like that. In the meantime, you know, we're excited about some different things we're working on, like a selfie station where kids can take a picture with a cutout of Ferris and Ripcord because they can't come to the games themselves. You know, things like a scavenger hunt around the stadium where you can scavenger hunt around and look for different QR codes
right.
that reveal different prizes or things around the ballpark, and trying to stay engaged with our fans through the entertainment, the video board, the audio, the prizes, the enter to wins, all the things that make minor league baseball a little bit more fun than just, you know, a night watching a baseball game.
And I'm hoping I misunderstood you, but Ferris or Ripcord can't come to the games?
Well, you know, we're working on how to tell people this, but Ripcord is currently MIA. Ferris is out looking for him around Harford County and around the whole new High A East League because, you know, we were getting ready for the season. We were trying to prepare, and unfortunately, Ripcord's gone missing. So keep in touch and stay tuned for more information about Ferris's visits around the High A East League looking for his buddy Ripcord, who is out there searching. It's coincidental that Ripcord happened to go missing because, unfortunately, the Maryland Department of Health decided that mascots are not allowed at the baseball games, you know, hugging and touching and high-fiving and things. So, coincidentally, Ripcord is missing, and we've got to go out there and look for him.
You know what it is? You get a lot of these college players coming to play baseball now, and they're pulling them pranks like they did in college. Somebody's kidnapped Ripcord and taking him
Somebody
to another team, I bet.
That's somebody kidnapped Ripcord. We're going to go around. We're going to look. We've got a bunch of new teams in our league. So we're going to try and introduce people to the new teams in our league. We've got the Asheville Tourists, Bowling Green Hot Rods, Greensboro Grasshoppers, Greenville Drive, the Hickory Crawdads, the Jersey Shore Blue Claws up in New Jersey, the Rome Braves down in Georgia, the Wilmington Blue Rocks just up the road, 41 miles in Delaware, and the Winston-Salem Dash. And those teams are in our league in addition to the Brooklyn Cyclones and the Hudson Valley Renegades, who were in our New York Penn League before.
You say Greensboro?
Greensboro Grasshoppers down there in North Carolina.
Oh, sweet. Man, I can't wait to get out to some of the games. So tell it. All right, when's the season actually start again for this year? The first home game?
The team has their first home game on May 18th. We're taking on the Wilmington Blue Rocks. We go up there for the 4th through the 9th to play a road series. And then on the 18th, we play them here at home for 6 games. All of our series this year are Tuesday through Sunday, 6 game home games.
So May 18th, and people can still get tickets for the home game or for the first game?
Absolutely. We've got opening night tickets still available. Yesterday, we put single game tickets on sale. So if you don't have a season ticket package, or if you're not buying as part of a group, you can call in and purchase your tickets, or go to ironbirdsbaseball.com and get tickets in the reserve box, get tickets in premium down by home plate, get tickets up on the club level. There's a whole buffet included. That's where the bar is. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of options out there. And you know, we don't have a lot of inventory because our capacity is limited, but we have enough that people are still going to be able to buy in advance and come and enjoy a game, even if they're not a season ticket holder.
Because with that limited capacity, now that they lifted the outside wearing of a mask, is it still at what? What's the capacity you can have or can stay at now?
Right. So the governor a while back, he told us that we could go up to 50% capacity, but we have to take social distancing into account.
Right.
So basically, if a family of four comes out and they're sitting in the stands, no one's sitting in front of them, no one's sitting behind them, and no one's sitting to their left or right for 6 feet.
Oh,
So
wow.
our capacity is going to be about 2,000, give or take, and our stadium usually holds like 5,800.
Yeah.
So we're going to be able to go up to 50, to 2,000. And unfortunately, even though the governor said that you don't have to wear your mask outside when you're walking the dog or visiting the park, it's still in place for large outdoor venues. So if you're not eating or drinking in your seat, we're just trying to be respectful to our neighbors. And hopefully someday soon, everyone will feel much more safe and it'll be more comfortable to remove our masks.
You know, at least a good thing is the there can be people there, because that's got to be hard for the players to be able to, or to have to play with no crowd there. I mean, a lot of people in sports, no matter what it is, whether it's baseball, football, soccer, even wrestling, they feed off of that crowd.
For sure,
And
for
at
sure.
least with even 2,000 people there, they're still going to be able to do that, even because it's better than no people at all.
Yeah, I think that the Ironbirds of previous years would say that we have a really good energy. We have a really dedicated fan base.
Yes.
It's amazing to me when we're in the 12th, 13th, 14th inning of a game and people are still there. People are hanging on. They want to see what's going to happen. They're dedicated to seeing that team through, and we're very lucky in that way. So these guys, who a lot of them they didn't get to play at all last year. They didn't even get to go to spring training or they didn't get to go to an affiliate. They're excited because they're pent up. They haven't played a baseball game in front of a crowd since September of 2019.
God, man. That's a shame. So with, a lot of the fans out there, and prime example, like my cousins who live in England, the ones that can't make the games, are they going to be able to listen to them or watch them online or anything?
Sure. So I would recommend that everyone go and check out MILB.TV. That's M as in Mary, I as in Indigo, L as in Leo, B as in Boy dot TV, because the Ironbirds and a number of other teams in our league will be broadcasting games. We're not going to have a play-by-play broadcaster this year, but you'll be able to watch the game. There will be a little score bug in the corner so you can keep track of the score. You'll be able to know what's going on, and it's a lot better than trying to take in the game. Through watching the box score or
Right.
trying to keep up hit by hit, inning by inning. So, I would say that visiting MILB.TV, it's very affordable. You can watch all the games in minor league baseball by signing up, and it's a good way to support your local minor league baseball team.
So, and actually, because you guys are now high-end A, are you on a new website, or is the website the same?
It's still IronbirdsBaseball.com. It's still our same location on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We put all sorts of deals and specials and things on there, content for our fans, information about upcoming events that are not Ironbirds games, like movie nights and batting practices and all sorts of things. So www.IronbirdsBaseball.com is still our location. And that's going to be your number one place to find out, hey, what theme night is coming up, or hey, what when can I get a discount on soda, or who's the hot new prospect that just got called up from low A?
Right. And on that site, there's a link to the MILB TV, right?
I believe that there is. If there's not already, we're going to have to work on that.
Right.
But MILB.TV is the website you can go to and get signed up. And it's affordable, it's easy, and you can watch the Ironbirds in High A, you can watch the Norfolk Tides in Triple A, you can watch the Shorebirds in regular A, plus all the other teams that play out west that you maybe never heard of, like the Stockton Ports or the Lansing Lugnuts or all of those crazy team names.
If you're a true baseball fan,
Right, exactly.
and love watching the guys that are trying to make it to the major leagues. It's just,
Right,
I don't
exactly.
know why, but and maybe it's me, but do you find it more exciting to watch them guys?
I do, because when they hit a soft ground ball to the shortstop that they know is an out, they're still running.
Yeah.
When they see a fly ball going over their head, they're going to crash into that wall. They're really playing because they've got something to prove.
Right.
They're not going to go in and cash their multimillion dollar paycheck next week. They've got to earn it, and it's really exciting to see those guys perform.
And the other, on the same note too, because unfortunately, on the Orioles and other major league teams, you get players that get hurt,
Yeah.
but they do come down, to the Ironbirds for rehab. correct?
Yeah, we're lucky because we're the closest minor. Well, I say we're the closest minor league team. The GM and Bowie challenges me on that, but we're very close, where it's very easy for them to access Aberdeen. So if the Orioles are on the road and they've got a guy who needs a rehab appearance, they'll send him to Aberdeen, and maybe it's a major league pitcher like Zach Britton has thrown in Aberdeen before. Maybe it's a hitter. John Scope came down and played with us a number of years ago, and we're really lucky to be that close and have that relationship with the Orioles that they trust us to take care of those guys when they come down. And occasionally, if you're here on the right night and the Orioles are on the road, you might see Mike Elias sitting behind home plate watching his guys on the field, because these are his prospects that he wants to see. How are they going to perform in a couple of years when they're in the big leagues?
All right, so I'm going to put you on the spot. Who are the players to look out for this year on the
Oh, man.
Ironbirds?
That's a great question. I have been pestering the Orioles for the last week to send me a roster, and they told me that I will get it tomorrow at noon.
Oh,
So
man.
you will see our roster come out tomorrow or Saturday. We're really excited about it. 2019, I always say last year, but 2019, we had a really, really good team. And those guys were brand new minor leaguers. They were high school and college guys who were in their first year with affiliated baseball. And we're two levels up from where we were 2 years ago, and
Right.
they're 2 years older than they were 2 years ago. So we think that a lot of the guys who are here, your Kyle Stowers, your Maverick Handleys, your Adley Rutschmans, maybe, you never know, might be in Aberdeen this year. On the other hand, some of those guys might be in Bowie, but we think that this team is going to be really good. And not only that, but in 2019, the Delmarva Shorebirds made the playoffs under Kyle Moore, their manager. And so Kyle Moore is now our manager because he moved up a lot. So it's possible that that 2019 playoff-bound Delmarva Shorebirds team may have some significant components here in Aberdeen.
I see the Ironbirds going to the playoffs this year.
I'm hoping so. We haven't made the playoffs since 2013, which is the only time we've ever made the playoffs. So I hope so.
Oh no, I can feel it. It's going to happen. I know it.
Good.
And tell them I said it first. And if they do make it to the playoffs, I don't know. They got to find get me a whole summer's worth of Jimmy's crab cakes or something like that.
I tell you what, if they win the whole shebang, you've got a ring coming your way. That makes the most sense to me.
Yeah, I'm gonna hold you to that one now, man. That man. All right, so tell everybody the website again and how they can get tickets.
Absolutely. We can be found at www.ironbirdsbaseball.com. That's iron like the Iron Man, birds like the Orioles, baseball.com. And jump on there, check out what tickets are available, what night you want to come, see what nights have fireworks. There's six fireworks nights this year. And we play on July 3rd. Nothing more American than baseball and apple pie.
You know what? And for those of you that have never been to a fireworks night, I mean, I grew up here in Harford County. I've been to the harbor for fireworks. I mean, I've seen fireworks everywhere. I don't know what it is about the Ironbirds, but definitely the best fireworks I have ever seen every
Thank
year,
you.
without a
That's a
doubt.
priority. That's a priority for us for sure. We know what brings people out to the ball games, and a little bit of it is baseball, a little bit of it is the stadium, a little bit of it is affordable prices, but we know people come for fireworks. So stay tuned. We've got fireworks dates up on our website. Jump on there and get them before they're gone.
Well, Jackie, you have anything to add?
You know what? I just want to give a shout out to our season ticket holders. These people have been waiting and waiting since 2019. A lot of them left their money with us, left their trust with us to do them right this coming season. And we're really excited to see them back at the ballpark. So a special shout out to our season ticket holders and to our corporate sponsors who are excited to have people back in the building to enjoy some Ironbirds baseball. So thank you for that.
You know what? And actually, now that you mention that, I think I'm going to call out somebody too, but to yell at them. So, my brother, Sean Bennett, what is wrong with you? Get your tail back into gear. Get your season tickets again.
Perfect. Sean, give me a call.
He's going to kill me. Jack, thanks again. And anytime you want to come back on, if there's anything big, just let me know. And
Absolutely. I've got a cold beer for you.
Well, that works for me. Thanks again, Jack.
Thanks, Rich.
If you have an idea or something or someone you would like to hear on the podcast, let me know. Send me an email at podcast@harfordcountyliving.com. Again, that's podcast at HartfordCountyLiving.com. And also, please leave a review. All you need to do is go to lovethepodcast.com/HartcoLiving. Again, lovethepodcast.com/HartcoLiving. Please leave a review. It helps me determine what type of guests to get on and subjects to talk about as well. And not only that, if you leave a review, I tend to give away prizes a lot. Gift cards. You know, my sponsors provide me with things that allow me to do that. So, you know, you're automatically entered once you leave a review. Even years down the road, if you left one today, if you left one last year, you're still eligible to, of course, win the prize. And also, if you don't mind, please follow our Facebook pages at Harford County Living with Rich Bennett, which is facebook.com/HCL Show. And Harford County Living as well, which is facebook.com/HartfordCountyLiving. And of course, if you can, please support the show. Just go to buymeacoffee.com/HartcoLiving. And every little donation helps me to keep this going. So again, that's buymeacoffee.com/HartcoLiving.